The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
I received your summons, Bertram, so I assume that means the Council of Mages has assembled.
They await your arrival within the Council Chamber.
Excellent. But before we go inside ourselves and greet the Council, Bertie Boo, I would like you to join me in a drink, if you would.
A drink? Now?
Oh, for old time's sake, eh? Just two friends having a friendly snoot before all the seriousness begins, eh?
Well, I suppose it couldn't hurt.
Oh, I guarantee that it won't. Yes, in fact, it will only serve to numb the pain of the council meeting.
Thank you, Natilda.
To your continued good health, Bertram.
Shall we greet the council, then?
Why keep them waiting even another minute? It's high time they got just what they asked for. No, what they've got coming to them. Yeah, yes, that's better.
Right. Well, shall we?
After you, Bertram.
You are listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 2, The Dark Path of Lillian Fairheart, Chapter 10, The Viper of Terse.
This session of the Council of Mages will now come to order.
Oh, why don't we just skip the usual formalities and get on with it, eh, Fredtum?
It is most irregular, but if Lady Natilda has no objections...
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it, lovey.
Please, Lady Natilda, won't you show some dignity by taking this matter seriously?
Oh, no, I'm taking it seriously, my dear Garber. Yes, it's Pierre Garber, isn't it?
Yes, I am pleased that you remember me.
Oh. Well, how can I forget a man who once showed me his family jewels the night before he married his, third wife, was it?
Lady Natilda! The outrage of such a... accusation!
Oh, it can hardly be called a million accusation when you consider that your fellow council member, Joran Poe, was also there that night and also let his bait and tackle out for all to see. Isn't that right, Joran? Hmm? wee willy winky.
This is an unbelievable lie.
A lie? Never. I believe there were several witnesses that evening, including you, Council Member Van. Eh?
What utter tripe? What is the meaning of this?
Matilda, what are you trying to do?
What am I trying to do? Well, it's called clearing the air before settling some old scores, Bertie. Yeah, just pipe down and pay close attention.
This is quite outrageous, Lady Matilda. I do not know what you are trying to achieve with these senseless lies that you are telling, but...
Achieve? Oh, no. What I shall achieve this day is simple, gentlemen. Because I will now simply rid myself of all the vicious snakes that slither about in my garden. Danth, you may proceed.
Danth? Danth is here? But why?
Watch and learn, Bertram. Watch and learn.
Can someone explain to us what is going on here?
Oh, yes, this is quite outrageous, you know.
Agreed. Quite outrageous.
Someone... Help me, I can't.
All done, your ladyship.
All done? But what did you do, Matilda?
Isn't it obvious, Bertram? I just simplified my life. And yours. You're welcome.
But you just killed six men.
Oh, six. Terrible men who thought they could control me. Me. I run this town, Bertram. I run this province, and I run it the way I see fit. This so-called council overstepped themselves once too often. I suggest that you make certain that you don't make the same mistakes they did. Got it? Oh, Dan!
Yes, my lady?
Please, clean up this mess, eh? Get good. Tout à l'heure.
With pleasure, Lady Matilda.
Now that's quite a meal. You're quite a cook, Mrs. Farron.
Thank you for the compliment, Mr. Dwarf.
Just call me Greybeard, ma'am. Please.
Then I insist you call me Tenora.
With pleasure, milady.
Now I must go and tend to my man. You know how men are, like children. You can't leave them unattended for very long, or they'll get themselves into the most terrible trouble.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Have a pleasant evening, gentlemen.
What would you know about it, Tiny?
Well, I did serve a man for several years, you know.
You mean Lord Terrible the Terrible?
The one and the same. Yes. And he was a man, I do believe.
Aren't you certain?
Well, yes. Of course I am. I mean, he had to be. right?
I think the real question ought to be whether or not you were a man, Rast.
Well, I haven't actually checked lately, but I'm fairly certain on that point.
No, no, you're not. You're just a little woman.
I think you're not being very kind to me, Mr. Gawain, sir.
Oh, well then, I'm so very sorry.
Are you perhaps getting a bit tipsy, sir?
I certainly hope so.
Oh, well then, good luck with that effort, sir.
You know, I should find myself a little woman. Settle down for a change. Raise a family. It'd be nice to have a woman about to do the cooking. I'm sick of it. What a chore.
Oh, I could do that for you, Mr. Greybeard.
I don't know if you're his type, Rast.
Perish the thought.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. Not that you wouldn't be a fine catch, Mr. Greybeard. I mean, for the right woman, of course. I just mean, I can cook. I could take up the chore in your stead, if you like. It'd be nice to make myself useful to the party. You know, I used to do it all the time around Castle Baddonhurst. That is, until Lord Terrible had me sacked.
Oh, for heaven's sake, here we go again.
Have you lost your manners? It is customary to knock before entering a lady's room.
I'm sorry, Natalia, but I'm not exactly thinking straight at the moment.
Do you ever? Never mind. What is it you want now, Bertram?
You just killed the Council of Mages! All of them!
Oh. And your point?
You had those men cast right in front of us. Can you please explain to me how it is that we survived?
Oh, use your head, Bertie. And be thankful you agreed to have that drink with me. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Are you saying that somehow that drink saved us from the effects of the gas?
Well, not the drink itself. No, but the handful of ingredients I added to the drink. Yes.
But what if I hadn't chosen to have that drink with you before the meeting?
Oh, you're an educated man, Bertram. Surely you can work that one out for yourself.
You mean you would have let me die too? Had I not decided to drink with you?
Well, ultimately, your life was in your hands, Bertram, so, you know, you're essentially correct. Yes.
You'd actually have let me die?
It's not a question of letting you die. No, Bertram, I gave you the choice. You took it, obviously. Well, you chose the right path to live. So, what's your problem?
But I had no idea of the implications of that choice.
And that matters. The end result is the same, isn't it?
You are a cat's hair away from complete and total insanity, Natilda. Do you know that?
I'm sure he meant nothing by that, Edgar.
See, as mad as a bag of cats.
Well, if that is the case, Bertram, then I'd tread very carefully around me if I were you.
Look, you just had all those men killed, and you didn't even bat an eyelash.
Come on, they had it coming. They were in my way.
But there will be consequences to this action, Nat.
Oh, don't be overdramatic, Bertie, and don't call me Nat, either.
6 men, Matilda. 6 very powerful men have been killed today. There will be questions. I mean, those 6 men represent 6 very influential families in Terse. Those families will want answers as to why the heads of their households are all dead. How am I to explain this?
Oh, use your imagination, won't you? Just say, they all fell prey to a case of, food poisoning or something. It's easy.
Food poisoning? That will never work.
Well, make it something more believable then.
But I haven't a clue what to tell these people.
Oh, I'm sure you'll think of something, Bertram. What's done is done. It's over with now. It can't be changed. Yeah, those men are dead. Yes, good riddance to the lot of them. Their families are probably better off without them. And, well, being honest with you, so is Olaf Terse.
Oh, by the gods, I knew you were ruthless, Matilda. But this ruthless...
Well, ruthless. Am I? Well, if I am, you'll not soon forget that, will you? Do you take my meaning, Bertram?
Yes, I think I do.
Well then, you really must dash now, mustn't you? I have so many things to do today. You will show yourself out, won't you, Bertram? There's a good fellow.
But Nat, what about my problem? What am I going to say?
Well, that's it exactly, Bertram. It's your problem. I've already told you not to bother me with the piffling little details. You go deal with it however you see fit. Now, go on, off with you. Go, 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 go. Go on, quicker, quicker, quicker. Toodles! Oh, I know, Edgar. That man will be the death of me. Or perhaps it'll be the other way around.
You have been listening to the mid-season finale of Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem, Book 2, Chapter 10, The Viper of Terse, which starred, in order of appearance, Sarah Golding as Lady Matilda, Russell Gold as Archbishop Bentham, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Councilman Garber, James C. Ferguson as Councilman Joran Poe, Glenn Hibbert as Councilman Varn, Lisa Michaud as Lady Denora Farron, Victor Aurelius as Rast, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, and Edgar the Cat as himself. The Magic Monsters of Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The closing theme tune and the incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters of Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. This is Jonathan Patrick Russell, the writer and producer of this series. Our story will continue in Chapter 11, which will be coming your way soon. But first, I'd like to have a brief word with you, our listeners. Unfortunately, we're forced to take a short break here at the midway point of our series. As some of you may be aware, I've been having some medical issues concerning my eyesight. This has caused me to put some things on hold and caused our little production to slow down a bit. Never fear, we don't intend to hold things up for too awfully long. But while I'm having to have certain medical procedures to hopefully repair my vision, we ask that you bear with us while we take this brief hiatus. We'd intended to take a short mid-season break anyway to catch up with ourselves, as the rigors of production do take time. But in this somewhat difficult time, we're forced to put the release of the rest of Book 2 on hold for a bit longer than planned. Thank you for your patience and understanding, and thank you to the listeners who have already reached out with kind thoughts and support. I appreciate it. And I'd like to also thank our wonderful cast and crew for their support and kindness in this difficult time. You all, everyone who has worked so hard on this series, and those who have taken the time to listen to it, have my eternal appreciation and my love. Thank you. Magic Monsters and Mayhem will be back for your listening pleasure. Coming up on Magic Monsters and Mayhem.
I see the morning compliments you very well, Lady Rosa.
In what way, Mr. Ehawk?
It's just fits, if you please, lady. And I simply meant that the early morning sunlight compliments your hair and brings your eyes to life.
Oh, well then, thank you very much for the compliment, Mr. Fitz.
All this chivalry and good cheer isn't doing my head any favors this morning.
Well, that's what you get for drinking so heavily last night, laddie.
That was the spookiest night I've ever spent. These woods are scary.
Oh, hear the man roar.
Are you saying you weren't frightened in the least, Divine?
Why would I be?
Well, all the sounds of the forest. You know, scary sounds. I mean, you were able to sleep through the whole night without even a staff.
Not only did I sleep through the night, but I slept like a baby.
Ah, she can handle herself just fine.
I know, but she's headstrong. I fear one day her overconfidence will get her into lots of trouble.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.